In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Christ always continues. Yes, Christmas means that Christ always continues. God can never be canceled. From all eternity, the pure being of the infinite God has always existed. His goodness has always continued. And this we can see around us in the beautiful world which he created. Even when the original sin of our first parents, Adam and Eve, original sin seemed to cancel God's plan. However, his divine wisdom and love continued nevertheless. God promised a Savior who would continue his plan for the salvation of the world. And thousands of years later, in the fullness of time, on this very day, Christ is born in Bethlehem. But on that first Christmas, long ago, the divine plan seemed in danger of cancellation once again. The Christ child was without shelter and exposed to the elements. He was in danger of assassination by King Herod. The babe had to flee in exile to the foreign land of Egypt and remain there for several years. And yet, despite all of these demonic attempts to stop God's plan, Christ would not be canceled, but Christ continued. He overcame the temptations of Satan in the desert. He cast out demons again and again from the possessed. Christ preached and worked miracle after miracle. He forgave sins. He instituted the Holy Eucharist. In so many ways, Christ continued the plan of his Heavenly Father. He continued despite the jealous hatred of some, despite the indifference of others. And in spite of the weakness of so many, Christ continued. And this is why the wicked attempt to cancel Christ after his death, just as King Herod tried to cancel him at the time of his birth. However, the vain efforts of the Roman soldiers guarding the tomb of the crucified Christ, their vain efforts only emphasize the fact of his resurrection. Time and time again, the evil which tries to cancel Christ only ends up proving the fact that Christ always continues. And this is why Christ founded the Catholic Church on earth. By definition, the Catholic Church is Christ continued. The Church is meant to continue Christ's divine life among us. The Church continues his teaching about eternal salvation. She continues his work of sanctifying souls with the grace of the sacraments. Century after century, Holy Mother Church always continues like Christ always continues. The Church continues her divine mission, even in times of human scandal and leadership failure. Holy Mother Church continues, and indeed, she even thrives best when her children are victims of persecution and prejudice, as the history of the martyrs shows us. Indeed, we should not be surprised that just as the Herods, the Pilates, and the Caiaphases all tried to cancel the divine truths, which they did not want to hear from the mouth of Christ, so also we should not be surprised that there are many forces in today's world which seek to cancel the truths Holy Mother Church hands down to us from Christ himself. Indeed, history repeats itself even in our own day, and there is nothing new under the sun. But this is also the very reason why we are here today, despite the storms and the uncertainties of our times. Amid the many changes in society and the erroneously misguided documents of church leadership in our day, this annual celebration of Christmas is meant to help us continue. To continue in the service of Christ our King. Christmas helps us continue. Continue serving Him according to His divine plan for us. Christmas helps us to continue giving Him our every thought, word, and deed. To continue to do the best we can. To live the truth, the fullness of the truth, and all charity according to our vocational call in life. Yes, Christmas helps us continue because Christ is Emmanuel. Christ is God with us. Yes, dear friends, God is with us. Even when we have fallen back into the same old bad habits, and even when we struggle to get our souls to confession for a holier life, yes, God is with us. Even when we strain to help our loved ones who struggle with misunderstanding or hurt, with sickness or addiction, yes, God is with us. He is with us even when the world around us seems to have lost its mind in regard to the simple truth that a man is always a man and a woman is always a woman. The simple truth that marriage is between a man and a woman for the procreation of human life. The simple truth that outside of a marriage between man and woman, any other union involving intimate relations can never be blessed. Christmas means that amid all of our worries, our disappointments, and our sufferings, God is always with us in the church which He Himself founded. And Christmas helps us continue. Christ's truth can never be canceled. So today, on this glorious morning, as we adore the babe of Bethlehem and His first coming, that first coming so hidden and humble, let us also recall that Christ's second coming will be visible and powerful for everyone to see, the good and the wicked alike. Every Christmas reminds us that God's plan will ultimately and infallibly triumph over evil. That final victory is only a matter of time. The day will come when all of the wrongs will be made right and every injustice will be repaired. The Herods, the Pilates, the Caiaphases of this world can only do so much. Theirs is always a losing game. And on that day of the second coming of Christ in glory and judgment, the truth of God will cancel every evil and cancel every lie once and for all. So, Christmas is just as much about our future as it is about our past. And that's why we must get ready now for our future of tomorrow. So may the grace and the joy of this Christmas day inspire us and energize us right now to continue our spiritual lives for the better, to live the fullness of God's truth in all charity. Now we need to give God the adoration He deserves at Mass each and every Sunday. Now we must reach out to practice good works of mercy and forgiveness for others, just as God Himself has forgiven us and been merciful to us. Now we must gather our families together to pray morning and evening, setting an example for the little ones by us adults making a frequent confession. Now, dear friends, we must find ways to keep doing what is right and just in the eyes of God, no matter what anyone else might think. Even when we fall, we must rise again in repentance and continue. Christ can never be canceled. Christ continues always, and so must we also always continue. And finally, dear friends, on this Christmas morning, I tell you that your spiritual family, the Institute of Christ the King, will continue its mission. Our mission, already approved by the highest authority of the church years ago, for the good of souls everywhere. This mission of the Institute will continue with humility, which is firm, and with charity, which is patience, by the grace of God. The many spiritual fruits you have all experienced, fruits of the Holy Spirit of God, will continue. The conversions and the vocations, the good works and sanctification. By the grace of God, this mission of the Institute continues with the support of many bishops and clergy. It continues to grow and to grow and to grow, thanks to the support of so many people like you, so many people from far and wide, in numerous countries throughout the world. And so, let us renew our faith in the Church of Christ, our faith that His Church will always continue, as Jesus Himself promised to Peter the Apostle. The world sees the Catholic Church as a body of people like any other. But faith tells us that the church is always the mystical body of Christ, and that can never be canceled. Renewed faith in Christ and His mystical body, the church, will lead us to trust in God's divine plan, that divine plan that can never be canceled, and will help us to realize each and every day that God will always continue to provide. Indeed, look at the stable of Bethlehem. If God on this holy day provided the manger with its hay, provided the manger with its ox and donkey, while calling the simple shepherds to welcome the newborn Christ the Lord, so also, in the future, God will provide for His church. God will provide humble and efficient means of grace for His divine plan to come to completion once again. So, may this Christmas help us to continue as Christ has always continued. And then, one day, one glorious day, our joyful celebration of Christmas will continue and continue. Our celebration of Christmas will continue forevermore, and the heavenly life of the world to come. Amen. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.